he's a very...
fine fella.
Alright. And if a person, or a young man or boy, is always stumbling over things and...
Well, you say he's stupid.
Okay. And if you're talking about any other word for stupid that you might use?
Well, might say ignorant.
All right. Would you ever say awkward or clumsy?
Yeah, clumsy, awkward. He's awkward.
All right.
Clumsy.
And a man who doesn't part with his money, you'd call him a...
Doesn't call him stingy?
Yeah.
A fool.
Uh-huh. All right. Then he used that word with that woman who made those, used to make that cornbread without using any grease.
She was a miser.
All right. Now, what would you call someone who tried to get the most out of anyone who,
some people say they're using it.
Okay. A person who uses...
Advantages.
Yeah, a person who does take advantage of you or uses you, what might you call such a person? Do you have a name for that kind of person?
Well, I don't know all the things I say known to take advantage of.
Okay. And a person who is just ordinary people, everyday people, you might call them what kind of people?
Modern.
Yeah. What does the word common mean to you?
Common is somebody just, don't try to be more than they are.
Right.
Just in an ordinary sense of
right.
Being a human or whatever you are, a professor, say for instance.
All right.
You are a professor.
Yeah.
A lot of people are left that position think they're
okay.
A whole lot more when you say, I'm so-and-so. Don't talk to me like that. Yeah. I'm so-and-so. You see, just what I think of, I think then you're trying to be more than common.
I see. But common then is a compliment to someone. To say they're common means that they're not putting on airs.
That's right.
Or something. I see. Now, an older person who gets around a lot, you'd say, she's really...
Enthusiastic.
Yeah, would you ever use something like peart or spry?
She's very spry, yeah.
How about peart? Is that at all common?
Peart,
yeah.
I mean,
the same.
Very pretty. Mm-hmm.
And, if someone asked you about something, you say, well, I don't think so. That makes me a little... just not quite sure about something.
I feel that they haven't answered your question. If you ask them a question, they say, I just think they're between two opinions.
Would you ever use an expression like uneasy or uncomfortable?
Yeah, uneasy.
And a child is afraid of the doesn't like to have the light, wants the light on at night because the child is of the dark. Child doesn't want you to turn off the light because
maybe needs and she won't want to lay down with
her. Why is that? Because she's...
Well, she didn't want to be by herself, I guess.
And
she's afraid.
Afraid of... All right. Now, would you ever use scared in that sense?
Yeah.
All right.
She's scared to say it.
And child might say, well, I'm not afraid of the dark now. And you say, well, you might not be now, but you...
You will be.
You used to be.
All
right. And the child says, no, I didn't.
I'd say, probably, yes, you did. You might not remember.
Okay. Would you ever use didn't used to be?
Yeah.
And if a person isn't careful, you might say he's awfully...
careful.
All right. And a person who behaves very strangely, you might say that person's really...